Hey, friends, I am going to interrupt my regularly scheduled podcast episode that I had planned to drop today and instead bring you in on a juicy, juicy coaching call that I took this morning. Why? Because the information that we got into is just so good. I felt you all needed to hear a little piece of it. I had two agents on my call this morning that are really looking to recession-proof their business. And what we walked through was the concept of the true realtor's sales funnel and how it begins with social media and ends with list building. This one's too good to miss. So here you go. My name is Joanne Bolt, and I am intent on helping women stop playing small in their businesses, get out of the messy middle, and into profitability. I'm a Southern mama with a snarky attitude who built a $56 million real estate empire just to prove I could, and now I work from home and run a seven-figure immersive coaching business, all while sipping coffee in my fuzzy slippers. Together, we'll uncover the tried and true tactics to building a business you love while giving you the real deal on how to make them work for you so that you can get out of your way and into action. Is it all rainbows and unicorns? No way. So put your big girl panties on and get ready, because we'll dive into it all. From failures to success to money and emotions and everything in between. Think of this as your girlfriend's guide to business. Grab your coffee or pour yourself a punch bowl of wine, because this is the B Word Podcast. Hey, everyone has those areas that they need a little bit of like mind shifting on getting over whatever it is that's blocking them. So I would take the what's the end game one step further and say, are you wanting them to share your page in order to get the home sold? Or are we wanting to grow an audience that can later buy or sell a home with us?
Can I have both?
Sort of, but we always want to focus in on the one goal behind the strategies. And then everything that populates from it is like the icing on the cake. Okay. Here's where I blow a lot of agents' minds. As a realtor, you've always been taught it's all about lead generation. Everything's about lead generation. And that is true. I completely agree with that. The problem is that most agents don't understand the concept of a sales funnel. You know, if they know that lead generation is important, then they know that they have to make calls or get on social media or do the things that will lead generate, but they don't really know the end game once that occurs. So if we really look at a good, solid sales funnel, and once we learn the sales funnel, everything else you do, you have to look at it from the lens of that sales funnel. What I would recommend is twisting the concepts around just a little bit in your mind and think of it this way. Your social media presence, whether it's Facebook or Instagram or TikTok or LinkedIn or Pinterest, that is like the doormat, the welcome mat to your audience. That is how you are inviting them into your home and into your world. And the problem with social media is you can't control their experience. You can put up some fantastic posts, some amazing reels on Instagram. Your TikTok could be on point, but someone sees that and they're likely to then bounce to the next person because that's how those algorithms work. So our goal on social media is really just to capture their attention and bring them to the welcome mat of us. The next piece of the sales funnel, and we're always walking them through that final piece where they know, like, and trust us to use us to buy, sell, or invest in real estate. So social media is the welcome mat. It's the first piece of the sales funnel. The second piece is we want to welcome them into our home, which is ultimately our website. And our website has a lot of different rooms in it. One room or a page on your website could be listings that they can look through. The next page could be all about you. The next page could be a blog that you write. So we're going to welcome them into our home, which is the second stage of the sales funnel, and then determine which room that they're going to go in based on the experience you want them to have. This is where we can control their experience. Because if you've done your website really nicely and you're proud of it, it's one that they might stay on for a couple of seconds. And really, we're only looking for a couple of seconds. Now, the key to the home, the website, is ultimately, we want to invite them to stay. I always think of it this way. If you come into my home, whether it's my physical house here in Atlanta or whether it's my website, we're friends now. Like, we're going to have a cocktail together. We're going to call each other on the phone. Like, you are family at this point, and I have your permission to communicate with you. So from my website, what I'm really looking for someone to do is either give me their cell phone number so that they can join one of my texting communities, or ultimately, they're going to give me their name and their email address because I need them to land on my list so that I can keep communicating with them. And if you look at it from that lens, what you're really doing from the turkey giveaway is you're going to create a, you know, a Facebook or a Instagram something that says, hey, enter to win the turkey. That's the welcome mat, invite them in. Then we're going to create a landing page in our backend system. And there's a lot of different things you can use. I use Kajabi for that, and I can give you the link for it. There's also ConvertKit. There's a whole bunch of other ones that are super easy to use, but you create a link, like a little landing page. Someone goes to the landing page, they enter a form in with their name and their email address, and then that enters them to win the turkey. It also populates your list with their information. Now, I like to make on my landing pages, you know, I use humor in a lot of things that I do. And so I will say funny little things like, hey, don't worry, you can give me your email address. I'm not going to send you market updates every week. I know that nobody wants that. And I'll make a joke of it because ultimately people are afraid of real estate agents and they don't want to give us their information because they're afraid we're going to spam them with crap they don't want. And the mindset shift for an agent is nobody actually wants a market update. We've been taught for 45 years that that's what we give them. And so we still give them that crap. We're going to give them something of value, which is the chance to win the turkey, in exchange for something of value to us, which is their information. Now that we've got their information, you could even put on the form, like, let me know which subdivision, you know, which neighborhood do you live in? If you really wanted a lot more detail for your CRM, because then you could email that specific name, you know, those specific names that come in that live in that neighborhood that say, hey, I've got this listing coming up on the market. I promised you I wouldn't bore you with market statistics, but if you want to pick your own neighbor, now's the best time to do so. Our ultimate goal really isn't getting someone through social media to like our page because we can't do anything with that. You can have a million followers on your page, but if they're not engaging with you, then it doesn't really matter. What we want to do is build the following on our page so that eventually whatever we're putting out there will entice them to give us the meat of it, which is their information.
May I ask one thing?
Absolutely.
Am I wrong in thinking that if I have like 1,000 followers on my Facebook page, that in their feeds, they will see things that I post due to the algorithm?
You are incorrect in that thinking. Yes. The way that those algorithms work, it's called social media for a reason. They want you to be social. So if you think about it, if you go to a cocktail party and there's 100 people there because your broker throws a cocktail party for, you know, the holidays, and you walk in and there's 100 people there, do you talk to 100 people?
No.
Do they even all know that you're there? The next day after the party, could all the 100 of those people even say, oh, I saw Kristen at the party last night? It's no different in social media world. The only way you're showing up in their feed, no matter how many you've got followers, is if you're engaging with them. If you put something on your page that creates them to comment below or share it with someone or do something, take an action, and here's the critical piece, you have to be able to follow up on that action. If you post something and you say, comment below if you want to win the turkey, and 10 people comment below, but you don't go and reply to their comment, thanks so much, I'll let you know if you won, then the algorithms think you guys don't actually have a relationship. And if they don't think you have a relationship because you're going back and forth, you're DMing each other, like the algorithms can't tell that there's lots of action going on between the two, you're not showing up in their feed. And that's why I love, love, love social media to grow our audience and to grow our list. But I'm always about the list building, because if I can use social media to have you know, like, and trust me, such that when I put up that landing page that says, hey, here's a free download, give me your email address and I'll send it to you. Now I've got you in my database. Now I've got you in my email list. So as long as I don't abuse that email list, I don't send out crap nobody wants to see, I'm sending out something of value to them consistently, then I'm looking at, can I get 30 to 35% of them to open that email? And if I can, that's just one more step down the sales funnel of when they are ready to purchase, sell, invest, whatever, then they will contact you because you have built that trust factor with them. You know, I mean, think about it. If you called 100 people and just left a message on their voicemail that says, hey, if you ever want to buy, sell, or invest, call me. Do you expect any of them to call you back?
No.
No, you need them to answer the phone. You need to have a conversation. So through social media, we're having those conversations in the comments, in the DMs, in the other ways. And because it's technology, the algorithms can pick up that we're communicating back and forth. And therefore, your stuff will land at the forefront of their feed. But what I always encourage, especially my realtor friends, is if the only thing on your business page is homes you've got for sale, you will never get engagement ever, because that's just another passive way to get in front of people. You know, hey. We sold $56 million consistently on my team, and we never once cold called. We didn't do expired. We didn't circle prospect. Like, we didn't do any of that. We did it all through social media, mail outs, and email campaigns. And I am a big firm believer in not drip campaigns, but rather sequences that are relevant to whatever they opted in for. Whenever I create a landing or anything that will ask someone to opt in, there's generally a 4-7 sequence that comes after that, all related to what did they just do. So let's take the turkey example. If you had them register to win the turkey, the first email is a thanks for registering. Here's the date that I'm going to let people know if they won. Be sure to watch in your email, because if you win, I'm going to need to get with you on how to deliver it to you. The next day's email might be something like, if you do win that turkey, here's a fantastic recipe I found for Thanksgiving to go along with it. And the third one might be, hey, if, I don't know about you, but generally speaking, after Turkey Day, I like to go shopping. Here's the sales that I'm looking forward to. I'm going to invite them into my world in such a way that they'll read that stuff, because I'm not immediately diving into realtor mode. Kristen. And maybe the sixth email that goes out might have a little bit of real estate information in it. If you're having that really, if you're the family member that always has everyone for Thanksgiving, like I am, I had to literally move one year in order to get the bigger home to house everyone. Like, you can be funny like that and throw in some real estate stuff to kind of just gently remind them that you're in real estate.